Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 650. Our topic is nutrition, and the title is Body Weight Effects from Carbohydrates and Sodium. So I've been talking with some clients recently, and potential clients actually, and they were telling me about their kind of history of nutrition. And one of the things that always comes up is people's perceptions of their body's response to carbohydrates. And unfortunately, what they think is true is actually false, and it is giving carbohydrates a bad rap in regards to what their benefit or their effects are on fat loss and body fat gain. So too often I hear the phrases of, when I cut out carbs, I always lose weight. When I eat carbs, I always gain weight. And what this typically refers to is people will talk about their dieting structure. Say, oh, you know, I never lose weight unless I cut out carbohydrates. Or, oh, every time I eat carbs, I always gain weight. So I just can't eat carbs. And that's actually incredibly false. And there's a ton of science behind it that we're going to go through a little bit today of, to where when we realize that, like, what the truth is about carbohydrates and body weight, that you'll recognize it has nothing to do with body fat manipulation. It's just water weight manipulation. And too often people think they're doing diets successfully initially because of this water weight effect, but then the diet does not work long term. They kind of get discouraged, but they always hang on to that. Well, you know, when I first did it that first week, you know, I lost X amount of pounds. Then they think that was always like the successful thing, and they have to find some kind of way of incorporating that into future attempts of dieting when it has nothing to do with it being successful for fat loss. So let's go through a little bit of this today. The first thing we want to cover is, what is glycogen? Now, why in the world am I starting there? And you'll see why in a second. But glycogen is a fancy word for when we eat carbohydrates and sodium. So in general, just the food that we eat throughout the day, like the natural sodium levels in it, even if you don't salt food, there's sodium in foods. So when you combine sodium and carbohydrates together with water, our body stores the carbohydrate energy in the muscle bellies in the form of glycogen. That's a fancy word for just stored carbohydrates in muscle. And what that is that's a fuel, like a source, an energy source that's ready and available right in the belly of the muscle. So as soon as we're active and we want to go do things and be physically fit and, you know, whatever it might be that day, our body has energy sources available right in the muscle belly. So the muscles are fueled quickly, efficiently, and then the body can then use stored body fat to break down at a kind of a later point once glycogen is used up. So what glycogen represents is carbohydrates, sodium, and water being stored in the muscles. Well, if we're storing water in our muscles, that is going to make us weigh more. So water has weight to it. So we know if we, you know, were to weigh a glass of water, it would be heavier than an empty glass. So water has weight. Well, if we store a bunch of water in our body, we will then weigh more. It doesn't mean I gained body fat. It has nothing to do with body fat. It doesn't even have anything to do with building muscle. You didn't build more muscle. You just weigh more because you have more water stored in you. So again, if we think of an empty jug, and then you weigh the jug empty, it's light. When you fill the jug with water, it gets heavier. The same thing happens to us. Whenever you fill us with water, we get heavier. So when people talk about losing weight, they typically actually mean fat. So most people, if you ask them, do you want to lose weight or do you want to lose fat? They'll say, oh, fat. And they associate that weight is the same as fat. And it is not. We can weigh more by building more muscle. That doesn't mean we got fat. Okay, we didn't gain weight in a negative way. We would have gained weight in a positive way. So you can gain weight positively by gaining muscle. You can also gain weight negatively by gaining fat. And you can gain weight in not really a positive or a negative, but just gain weight in general by adding water weight to your body. So if I eat a meal, I am now heavier because of that meal, right? So there's no weight change that's in relation to fat change. We just weigh more because we put more weight in ourselves. We put food in ourselves. We also would weigh more if we put more water in ourselves. Doesn't mean we gained fat. So if I gain 2 pounds throughout the day, but 2 pounds is related to water weight retention, then I didn't get 2 pounds fatter throughout the day. I simply just gained weight because I added water to my body. So this is something that we need to be aware of and accept, that a scale does not measure body fat. Your body weight is not representative entirely of body fat. How much you weigh has to do with muscle mass, water weight retention, and a whole bunch of other things, including body fat. So, whenever we manipulate carbohydrates, if I take carbs out of my normal foods, or if I reduce my carbohydrate intake, I will be reducing glycogen. So I will reduce how much water I can store in my body, because our body needs carbohydrates, sodium, combined with water to store the water in the body. So if I don't have enough carbohydrates, even if I have all the sodium in the world, I can't store water. I need to have both components present, carbohydrates and sodium. So when you reduce carbohydrates in your diet and your weight decreases, that is not because you lost body fat. It is because you are not storing as much water weight as you used to. So just because you cut carbs out and your weight goes down does not mean you lost body fat. No. Okay? We really absolutely need to get rid of this faulty thinking. Body weight does not change solely as a representative of body fat change. Therefore, if I were to add carbohydrates to my foods, if I eat more carbohydrates, and then I weigh more because I'm now storing more water weight in my muscles, it does not mean I got fat. So just because you eat more carbs and you gain weight does not mean you got fat. You did not increase body fat. No. Okay? So we need to be aware of this. Now, if we reduce carbohydrates, it can help us lose body fat by reducing calories. But that takes time. So a great way for us to recognize the difference between water weight manipulation and body weight manipulation, okay, in regards more so regards to body fat manipulation. So how do we understand I am changing water weight or I am changing body fat? A very easy way to tell is the time frame. You cannot gain pounds of fat in one day. You cannot lose pounds of fat in one day. So if I make a dietary change, and in less than a week, in 3 to 5 days, I have a weight loss that is not fat loss. No. Likewise, if I eat carbohydrates more than usual and I gain weight, which typically happens later that day or the very next day, I did not gain body fat. No. So, if I make a manipulation to my carbohydrates, and that change, what change occurs after the initial kind of like 3 to 7 day phase after the change, that is more representative of fat loss or fat gain. So if I manipulate carbohydrates in the goal of fat loss, it's not what weight I lose in the first week that matters. That represents actual body water change. It's the weight I lose in the second, third, fourth, and so on weeks. So in the first week, people typically, if they cut out carbohydrates and do something like a keto diet or something like that, they might lose 5 to 8 pounds in the first week. The second week, maybe they'll lose 2 to 3 pounds. The third week, maybe 1 pound. And there on from there, it kind of averages maybe between 1 to 2 pounds a week lost. That first week of 5 to 8 pounds is only water weight, with a very small percentage being body fat. You did not lose 5 to 8 pounds of body fat in a single week. It does not happen that fast. So, when I manipulate my carbohydrates, the effects that I see from week 2 and so forth is actually the effects on body fat, most likely. There's a bunch of stipulations to everything I'm saying. But the first week, within the first couple days, the changes you see is not representative of fat loss or fat gain. It only represents the change in water retention. Now, we can change water retention by changing our carbohydrates. But you can also change water retention by changing sodium. So he said glycogen, which is the substance that we store body water in our body, okay? We store carbohydrates, sodium, and water in our muscles as energy. That molecule, glycogen, is dependent on sodium, as well as water and carbohydrates. So if I manipulate my sodium, I will manipulate how much water I retain in my muscles as well. So I can eat a lot of carbohydrates, but if I keep no sodium in my foods, I eat all very naturally low sodium foods, and I do not salt anything, then I will not have much of a water weight change. People can eat an enormous amount of carbohydrates and have very little water weight change, therefore they'll have very little body weight change. But even if I do a low carbohydrate diet, but my food choices are very high in sodium, I will have a high degree of water retention because of the fact that I have such high sodium that it will be able to pair with any molecule of carbohydrate I'm eating and be able to form glycogen. So this is common to people who do low carb diets, but maybe they'll pick something like soup that has an enormous amount of sodium in it. And there are other examples as well. But this is something we need to be aware of. If my carbohydrates go up or down, my body weight will go up or down. But that does not represent body fat. It would only be in like maybe the second week and so forth that it would represent body fat changes. Likewise, if I manipulate sodium, then the changes I see within the first week are only going to be related to water weight change, not body fat change. This is important for us to know for many reasons. Number one is just because you do a diet that reduces carbohydrates and you see an initial weight loss, that does not mean that that diet is successful. It does not mean you lost body fat. For the love of God, please stop saying that. Okay, so then just because you eat carbohydrates does not mean you get fat. Well, every time I eat carbohydrates, I always gain weight. You know, I can just look at carbohydrates and they make me fat. No. No. So just because you eat carbohydrates and your weight goes up does not mean you got fat. It just means you're retaining more water related to the increase of carbohydrate intake. It is not body fat. Likewise, the most common case that we'll see for sodium manipulation is when people have too much food. They have like cheat meals or binge meals or meals where they overeat. And that is likely going to cause an increase in sodium because most food that we overeat with impulsively and kind of break a diet for are very high in sodium. So therefore, in the response after that meal, later that day or the next day, the person will feel very puffy, very fluffy, and they will have more water retention than they normally would. This will make them feel fat, quote unquote, and they'll think they're going to gain fat, but they did not. They gained water weight. So a lot of the people I work with who have had nutrition kind of disorders, eating disorders, we have education on sodium and carbohydrates immediately because what typically happens is when somebody eats too much, they're going to have an increase in sodium and carbohydrates. Therefore, they increase water retention. They'll see the number on the scale go up and they'll feel fluffy in their clothes. This makes them freak out. They think that they have gained body fat, which they have not, just water weight. But in response to that fear of gaining body fat, they then eat nothing. which reduces carbohydrates, reduces sodium. Therefore, it reduces water retention. The scale goes back down. The fluffiness goes back down. But their body then empties out of water weight. Then the second they try to go back to eating anything that has sodium and carbohydrates in it, the water weight will come up a little bit. They then freak out when they see that happen, so they go back to eating nothing. So too often people respond to the acute changes of carbohydrate and sodium intake. They respond thinking it's body fat when it is not. So therefore they kind of yo-yo back and forth between an extreme of overeating, undereating, overeating, undereating in response to trying to control body weight whenever they're actually just kind of shooting themselves in the foot, and they are causing kind of contradictory processes to happen. So anytime they eat nothing, they will lose weight. Anytime they eat anything after that, regardless of how healthy it is, they will gain weight because their body will store some water weight. For letting them to know that, making sure that they're educated on that topic, allows them to know, okay, if I feel fluffy today, is it because I had too much sodium or too many carbohydrates compared to my normal? If I had that in a meal prior or the day before, then I know that that's likely the case. I'm going to go back to the diet that I should be on and just kind of let that mistake I had, let it wash out. And then all of a sudden they feel fine the next day or later that day, and their body retention, their body water retention goes back to normal. So typically what I have them do, instead of eating nothing as a response, I tell them to get out and be active. Go for a walk. Go exercise a little bit. Do something that makes you fun, feel active, moves your body around, moves your muscles around, because that movement of the muscles will burn through some of the glycogen that they stored, and it'll naturally, slowly decrease their water retention, therefore decreasing their water weight. But it won't have the yo-yo effect, such as starvation. So that's what they want to do, is if you feel fluffy because you've overeaten sodium or carbohydrates based on a recent kind of meal, maybe you went out with friends, maybe you kind of just had a fun meal that you wouldn't normally have, maybe it was a holiday, anything like that, but you ate a little more sodium, a little more carbohydrates than you normally would, then you feel like the scale goes up and or you feel fluffy, do not respond by eating less. Simply eat what you should eat in a normal healthy diet, and then go be more active and burn up some of that glycogen. So that glycogen is just stored energy. So go be energetic. Go do things that will use that up. It'll reduce your water weight back down to a normal healthy level, and then you'll feel better again. The scale will drop a little bit, the body fluffiness will drop a little bit, and you'll feel confident with yourself again. So this is the response that carbohydrates and sodium will have in our body. We need to understand their role in changing body weight versus body fat. So hopefully this education has helped to better understand that and recognize that in the moments that we feel like fluffy or overweight or our scale goes up, don't respond in an extreme overreaction by eating nothing or doing crazy amounts of exercise. You don't need to go to the gym and do an hour of fasted cardio. Please don't do that. You simply just need to go back to your diet the normal way it is, and then just be active. Go for a normal workout, go for a walk in the park, you know, jog with your dog, whatever you want to do. So just be somewhat active, burn up some of that glycogen, and you're going to feel a lot better. So hopefully this helps. If anybody has any struggles related to this, and they kind of think, well, you know, I still think I have a specific issue, please reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. You can send us an email in both ways. You can also just check out our other services and things that we do on the website. There's a podcast link. Obviously, you're listening to the podcast now, but we also have a link for our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter, everything. You can even see photos of the gym, all the fun stuff. So if you think that you do have a special need, please, please, please reach out to us. We're always happy to help. And we hope through podcasts like today that it's educational and can help you not only in your physical health, but mental and emotional health. Understanding why body weight changes, it allows you to then make proper, healthy, smart choices. Not feel bad about yourself, not beat yourself up, not go through extremes of starvation and overeating. So education is extremely important. And we're hoping that we're helping you towards that. Now, if you would like to help your friends and family, people you love with education, please share this podcast. This podcast has potential to save somebody from a negative mindset, negative reactions, negative emotions related to body weight. So please share the podcast. You can share it via social media, email, text, however you want. The more people we can share good quality information with, the more people we can have education towards nutrition, the happier and healthier this world will be. So thank you to those who share the podcast. I really appreciate it. Also, if you do like this type of information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always, always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.